And now let us focus our hearts and minds on the living God as we pray. Today, as we celebrate the lives of those who have shone in their completeness before God with the brightness of love, we offer ourselves and our lives in a fresh commitment and conscious awareness of our need for coming closer to understanding God, both in this parish and as individual Christians. We come as we are. We pray that the kingdom of God, God's new world of love and peace, is established on our earth and that it will grow and flourish. We pray for both the influential and the ignored, both the popular and the disliked, both the ambitious and the vulnerable. We seek to learn the values we need and the ways we must act. We come as we are, wanting to be changed. We call to mind our families and friends, neighbours and colleagues, and we give thanks for loving care and forgiveness. We seek ever to be the light shining into all areas of hurt and misunderstanding. We come as we are, seeking to make change. We pray for all those whose lives are darkened by pain, fear, or weariness, and we pray that we may feel our burdens lifted, our resentment and bitterness leave us, and that it is replaced by the abundance of peace. We come as we are, knowing we are changed by God. We give thanks for the saints, both those recognised by the Church and those known only to God. And we give thanks for their example, seeking to be like them. Eternal God, we give thanks for our experience of such unchanging love. And we now join together saying the prayer which Jesus taught to his disciples. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever. Amen.
I
God, give us grace to follow the saints in faith, hope and love. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son and Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.
May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever he may send you. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our door.